Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. So thank you for my channel. Well, this is marking the Feast of Epiphany, which was yesterday. And that marks the end of Christmas. You know, the 12 days of Christmas, or 12th night, what you will, by William Shakespeare. So 12 nights after Christmas. And that's meant to be the end of the festive season. Take your decorations down, return to ordinary life. While sailing is over, kick your guests out and so on. It might be time to tighten your belt and cut down on the booze. Right. And then why is it then Epiphany, as in epiphaneion from ancient Greek, as in like manifestation, when the infant Jesus is shown to the world? That's the day that the Magi are meant to have arrived. I don't know, it doesn't actually say that in the Bible. It doesn't say it was how many days later. I suppose the church has made that up. So when the three wise men arrive, they're not called kings in the good book, because other people call them kings. We three kings of Orient are. We do know their names, Balthazar, Caspar, and Melchior. And that's why in some countries like Germany and Romania, above the doorpost, they'll write that the digits for the year, 20, because it's 2026, then B plus C plus M, and then 26. So they've got the first two digits of the year, B plus C plus M, and the last digits of the year, the B plus C plus M, meaning the names of the three wise men, Balthazar, Caspar, and Melchior, often depicted as one black, one white, and one oriental, or something like that, indicative of Jesus Christ coming for the whole world. But Magi were Zoroastrian priests. I remember when they were following that star. How did that this star rather than that star? How can you tell? Were they only walking at night? Anyway, I suppose people can navigate by the stars, not necessarily a migrating star. And they knew that whatever the Messiah or this king had been born in Judea, and they went to King Herod and asked him about it. Well, that was news to him. He said, no, I don't know anything about it. But once you find out where this boy king is born, do come and tell me, because I will want to pay my respects. But obviously he wanted to put him to the sword because he was an evil ruler. So the men then present their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'm not sure why those have been frankincense. You burn. It's an incense. Isn't that sort of sandalwood, I think? So very pleasant, the olfactory sense. Whereas gold, well, that's also useful. Myrrh for burying. I'm not sure how they anoint the body so it doesn't rot so fast or something. But in a dream, they were told not to tell Herod where they'd found Jesus Christ, but to go home by another way, which they did. Okay, so it's not the day that Jesus Christ is born. They arrived. They sometimes showed their nativity, but that's not the case if you believe the Holy Bible. All right, so the Feast of Epiphany, but in Ireland, we call it Little Christmas or Women's Christmas, and it's particularly strong in Cork. As in men, we're supposed to do the housework and the cooking and so forth, and the women have a good time, often go out, go to a licensed establishment. So that is Little Christmas. I don't think that many people mark it in Cork, some of them, but you know, you can have a bit too much of Christmas and time to move on. Epiphany can be a name as well. I think it's, and they're obviously churches of the Epiphany, in the manifestation of the infant Jesus to the world. So what do you think? Have you got your Christmas decorations down? I guess tedious because on too long. Remember Kazakhstan in the shopping center, them playing Christmas tunes in April. Because it's in English, they had no idea what it was about. There we go. All right. I mean, much I enjoy Christmas here, I need to move on, because they say, well, if it's all the time, it's no longer special. But you know, the 20th of January, they've calculated the most spiritual day of the year, because Christmas cheer's worn off. Any novelty you derive from your presents has evaporated. Moreover, you ate too much, drank too much at Yuletide. They're suffering the ill effects. They're cranky. They spent time with relatives whom they dislike. They had rows. The weather's often still bad. The next festival, Valentine's Day, is still some way off. I can't think what else is bad about 20th of January. So they haven't got paid yet. They've got broke Christmas by getting presents. Meals out and things of that nature, as well as traveling costs. And so some people, I often say, secretary, are very keen to get back to work. What do you think? All right. Thanks so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Of course, it's 6th of January, Susan's Epiphany. I should have done it yesterday. All right. Toodaloo.